Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the very beginning of Parashas Behar, the Torah tells us about the mitzvah of Shemitah. 1 year out of every 7 years, all fields may not be worked. They must lie unplanted, unseeded, unworked. And this is a mitzvah that's unique to Eretz Yisrael. Only lands owned in Eretz Yisrael must lie unworked. That's what the Torah says in the second pasuk of our parasha, Perek Chafei Pasuk Beis. Moshe is told to convey the following to Bnei Yisrael. Ki savo'u el ha'aretz asher ani nosein lachem v'shavsa ha'aretz shabbas l'Hashem. When you come into the land that I am giving you, then you must rest the land for Hashem. One of the words in this pasuk seems strange at first glance. Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael that this mitzvah will occur when Bnei Yisrael arrives in the land asher ani nosein lachem, to the land that I, Hashem, am giving you. Why doesn't the Torah say that this will happen in the land asher ani etain lachem, in the land that I will give you? Bnei Yisrael were in the Midbar at this time, on their way to Eretz Yisrael. This is the land that Hashem will give Bnei Yisrael. Why say Asher Ani Notein Lachem? And this is not just a question for the beginning of Parshas Behar. The expression Asher Ani Notein Lachem is found in a number of places in the Torah. In many psukim in the Torah says Asher Ani Nosein Lachem, or Asher Ani Nosein Livnei Yisrael, or Asher Hashem Elokeinu Nosein Lanu, or Asher Hashem Elokeichem Nosein Lahem, etc., etc. What does it mean? Why the present tense if it means the future tense? I think the pashup shot, the basic way to explain this choice of words, is as follows. Often, the Torah uses a verb in the present tense to also mean the immediate future. All of the examples we said before, Asher Ani Nosein Lachem, Asher Ani Nosein Livnei Yisrael, etc., simply mean the land which I am about to give you. Another example comes from Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Chaf Aleph, when Hashem tells Yechezkel of the Geula, which is going to happen. Hinei Ani Lokeach Es Bnei Yisrael Mibein Hagoyim. Behold, I will take Bnei Yisrael out of the nations where they have been exiled. Or a few psukim earlier in Yechezkel Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Yibbeis, when Hashem tells Yechezkel about Tchias HaMeisim, Hine Ani Poseach Es Kivro Seichem, etc., etc. There's many, many other examples throughout Tanakh. So on the pshat level, our parsha says what it says in many places in the Torah. When you come to the land Asher Ani Nosein Lachem, that I will give you soon, then you must keep the laws of Shemitah, etc. That's on the pshat level. Another explanation is given by Rav Yaakov Katina, who died in 1890. Rav Katina was a dayan in the city of Chust, a city in today's western Ukraine, right on the border with Romania. This is found in his sefer on the Chumash, Korban Ha'ani on Parshas Behar. And Rav Katina says, someone who is zocha to experience the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael does not feel that Kedusha, does not experience that Kedusha immediately. Rather, that love and that appreciation comes and builds and grows over time, slowly. The more you are here, the more you live here, the more you experience here, the more you give here, the more you learn Torah here, the more you perform mitzvos here, etc., all of that leads to more and more and more love and more and more and more appreciation for the land of Israel and for the people of Israel. Rav Katina says that's what this pasuk and the other pasukim are alluding to. This is a land, says Hashem, Asher Ani Nosein Lachem. This is a land that I am giving you. In the present, each day is a new gift. It's not like a gift that you and I often get for our birthday or whatever, that we love it a lot for the first week and then the love for that thing diminishes. You get a new phone and that's great for a while until a new phone comes along. You get a new car and that's great until a new car comes along, whatever it is. But that is not the case with Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Asher Ani Nosein Lachem. It's a new gift that I am giving you, says Hashem, constantly, every day, and you grow to love that gift more and more every single day. Rav Katina says that the terminology of Asher Ani Nosein Lachem is the same terminology that we use in our Birchos HaTorah. Every morning and every time we get an Aliyah and Shul, we say Baruch Atah Hashem Nosein HaTorah. Hashem gave us the Torah back in 2448. He didn't give it to us today. He doesn't give it every day. But Rav Katina says that the explanation is the same. We appreciate the Torah more and more. The more we learn Torah, the more we appreciate Torah. It's a gift every single day, so we say Nosein HaTorah. That's Rav Katina. Perhaps one can suggest another explanation as to why the Torah says Asher Ani Nosein Lachem. Perhaps one can suggest that if you gave me a car, or if you gave me a phone, it's mine. You can ask for it back, but you can't take it back, because it's mine. End of story. But it's important to realize that the gift of Eretz Yisrael is a gift. Yes, that is true, but it is a gift that we have to earn every single day. And as Tanakh tells us in many places, if we don't act properly, if we don't serve Hashem properly, if we don't appreciate the land of Israel properly, Hashem can, God forbid, take back that gift anytime He wants. Hashem says again and again, Eretz Yisrael is a land asher ani nosein lachem. It's not a gift that I gave you back in Yehoshua's day, or in Ezra Nehemiah's day, or in 1948. It's a gift that I give you every day. Appreciate it every day, earn it every day, and love it every day. Have an amazing day, everyone.